Of course, I would like to accomplish peace on earth, goodwill to men. It would be really a terrific legacy to leave behind, but that's going to be a tremendous group effort, and it may take a number of lifetimes. You know, a lot of the things that we, all of us, really want, we may not be able to accomplish in this lifetime. That's why it's great to consider that we're eternal beings, and we can come back again and again until we do accomplish all of our dreams. But the interesting part about dreams is some people have dreams that are fairly practical, like Susie has a very practical one, and James has one that's really difficult to achieve. If he does achieve it, it will be a miracle. But do we find fault with either one of them for their dreams? No. We respect James for his adventurous dream, and we respect Susie for her more practical dream. I mean, we need both type of dreams. And in our own lives, we need both type of dreams. Matter of fact, one of the main things that frustrates good health of people is the frustration of our dreams. When people get their dreams frustrated, that they can't accomplish anything, they often wind up developing ill health in a number of different ways. Because dreams is like the flow of dreams into, from vision into reality is like a flow of energy. And when that flow of energy becomes blocked, then there's a flow of health energy, of vitality, vital energy that also becomes blocked. So in order to have good health, the vital energy in us must flow. And what happens to many of us is when we were young, we had all kinds of crazy dreams. Remember when you were young, you thought maybe you're going to change the whole world, or you're going to be rich and famous, or you're going to do this or that, and you didn't hardly do any of them. Most of us achieved a certain amount of frustration with our dreams. Now, how we handle that determines a lot whether or not we're going to have good health or not. Because we have to have a certain amount of success. Now, James here has a big, giant dream, which I'm sure a number of people we didn't get to, I'm sure Sharon has a gigantic, humongous dream. But if I know a number of you here. But what we have to do is a little bit like the movie What About Bob? The psychiatrist says to him, you have to take the baby steps. You know? And we have to succeed. We have to pick things we can succeed at. Now, say, I want to create the molecular relationship or peace on earth, goodwill to men. You know, then we may be working on that a dozen lifetimes in the future yet. But to make that a criteria for your joy, the accomplishment of it, will just lead to frustration. So we always have to pick something that we can succeed at. So what James has to do is maybe just say, well, I'm just going to read a book on free energy. Okay? So that's something he can do right now. He can get a book and read about it and get other people's ideas. And once he absorbs that book, that's a step. That's a step he can do to move him in that direction. And Susie can do the same thing with her more practical things. And with her relationship with her kids, she can take all kinds of steps to fulfill her dream in that aspect. But all of us, no matter how far away our dreams are, if you want to be an astronaut and go to Pluto someday, well, the first thing you have to do is maybe find out what it takes to be an astronaut. get the schooling or whatever, or the flight service or flight experience. But you have to start out with increments that lead to success. Success breeds success. So no matter how far away your dreams are, it's important that you have steps where you can have success. And if you gauge correctly your very next step should be one that's not that difficult to achieve. It's like if you want a doctor's degree, the first thing you have to do, if you're in school, is get through the next day. Do the homework assignments of that day, do the reading of that day, attend the classes of that day. That's all things that you can do. But getting the doctor's degree, if you just concentrate on doing that in one lump, it's very difficult to accomplish. But going through your very next day of what you have to accomplish is something that's feasible. If Joseph wants to create a great company, well, maybe he has to, first of all, establish some more assets. So maybe he has to concentrate on maybe saving a little bit of extra money or getting some more relationships going of people that are successful that might be able to help him. So if he makes a new friend that's successful also during the next week or month, that's another step. But you can take step after step. But the trouble with many of us with our dreams is we're always seeing the end result and we're not seeing the steps. If you see a ladder that's 10 foot tall and try to go from step 1 to step 10, you won't be able to do it. It's impossible. You might be able to go 2 steps, but you can't go pretty much any more than 2 steps at a time up a ladder. But it's a lot easier. The steps are graduated, so they're comfortable going up. So if you want to get on the 10th step, all you got to do is climb 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and none of them are that hard. But it would be really hard to go 10 steps all at one time. So in any goal that we want, we have to create the steps. If we don't have the right steps, then there's a restriction of the flow of energy in our own life, in our own vital systems. And this is one of the causes of ill health. And when you feel like you're making progress, then at least your vital energy will be flowing. Okay, I'm going to make a statement that I believe to be very profound. And if you contemplate this statement, it'll be worth your trip here just to hear this one thing. Okay? Just this one thing. If after I say this one thing, then you could all go home and everything would be worth the trip. Okay, so here's the one thing. The fact that you decided to come here and did come here has shifted the center of gravity for the entire universe. Isn't that an interesting thing to think about? You, Joseph, and Susie and Adam have just shifted the center of gravity of the entire universe because you came here right now. Because you're sitting there right now and thinking about these things that we're talking about, you have shifted the center of gravity of the entire universe. Isn't that a fun thing to think about? One of the things that produces ill health, and I'm going to talk about tomorrow, is the fact that if people feel that they can't make a difference, it's very frustrating, and this hampers good health. But think, the fact that you decided to come here, you have shifted the center of gravity of the entire universe. You not only affect every person here upon the earth, but the whole universe is affected by really everything that you do. Everything that we do has an effect. So therefore, it's important that we are very contemplative on the things that we do, because that which we do shifts the center of gravity of the entire universe. So anyway, that's an interesting thing to think about. I've been thinking about that thought the past couple of days, and it impressed me, so I wanted you to be impressed.
Thanks for listening to the New Age Christian Synthesis podcast. If what you heard rang true and you'd like to find out more, please visit J.J. Dewey's website at freeread.com. That's FREEREAD.com.